This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-A-L-Y-A-R-D brings you right here to the parking lot. Come on in. We got plenty of room. I mean, you can sit in that sun and just feel that heat, or you can get over here in the shade and bring the kids. They got a big-time playground over here. So.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here to make your way out here on a football Friday, and you can win plenty of prizes here as well. If you have not done so, put your grab a ticket, put it in our ticket box. You got a chance to win gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, free oil change, Tomball Ford, autographed football from our very own Seth Payne and one of the original Texans. And also coming up later, courtesy of our good friends at the Houston Ford Dealers, a future pair of tickets to Texans game a little bit later on in the season. You got a chance to win those. All you got to do is put your name or your ticket in our raffle box. Our guy Shea right there has got it for you, and you can have a chance to win throughout. We'll start hooking folks up here in the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned and hang out with us. All right, Clint, some news on the injury front. We talked about it with the Texans, where it looks like they're going to be down 5 starters. If you missed that earlier, the Texans look to be without C.J. Stroud, Titus Howard, Jalen Petrie, Kyahmi Fairbairn, and Ed Ingram. It looks like those 5 mm-hmm. will be out. But, Clint, some news coming from Jacksonville. It was great last year as a rookie, but this year it's kind of been up and down. But still, their most talented wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr., had not practiced all week. They have ruled him out for the Jags in this game. And if you remember him, he made the big play across the middle that set them up for the game. Game-winning touchdown. So he is out of this game. And he hadn't been playing up to the level that he was expected, but I know they went out and got Jacoby Myers, but this still obviously potentially changes some things on how the Texans will approach this game, having him out of it.
Look, Brian Thomas Jr. hadn't been bad enough or dropped enough balls this year for people to just completely disrespect him, right? I mean, this is still a guy that can get behind a defense in a hurry. It's still a guy that can beat man-to-man defense. And if he's healthy, they're going to target him. And when they target him this season, he has had some drop problems, which you can say all of Jacksonville's targets have had some drop problems. I don't remember the number, but I believe they lead the league in drops. And I think it's by a big number, big margin.
We watched him really drop the football a lot in the game.
Which isn't just a Brian Thomas Jr. problem, but Brian Thomas Jr. is the one that went for 1,300 yards last year. So he's the one that when that drops issue comes to light, they typically focus on Brian Thomas Jr. So, look, I'm not the drops and the tough year and all that, I'm not fooled by that. I mean, for me, him not being in this game is big. Because he is a guy that would surprise absolutely. If he went out there and had 150 yards receiving against the Texans on Sunday, it wouldn't surprise me.
Again, he had the big play in the game where it was a big, 30, 40-yard play that got him down and set him up. And he had dropped balls in that game.
Yeah, there's no question. So, I mean, he is a guy that is a real problem. And if you mess around and sleep on him just because he's dropped a few balls, you know, this year, I think shame on you. So, at the end of the day, this receiving group is banged up. And now I think it's fair to say they're down their most talented pass catcher.
Yep. And that is a big help for the Texans as they look to win this game. So no Brian Thomas Jr. for the Jags coming into this game. All right, Clint, one thing, and I know you wanted to get into a bit, and we heard it from Nick Caley yesterday, and you would think that's coming from the top. It feels like maybe it's taken a while. We're sitting here in their ninth game, but it seems like they've gotten to a space, Clint, where they're at least their thought process is shifting, in particularly how they are approaching offense.
Well, I don't know if it's because they've been pressed so hard on it, or if they've seen enough of a sample size now to kind of change their song and dance and change their tune. I know I heard it. We highlighted the audio yesterday from Nick Caley. I think when he was pressed on it, he strongly mentioned, hey, man, I got to be better. We got to find different ways to score. I'm paraphrasing, but he without a doubt said it, and I got to believe until we watch otherwise, I think he believes it, right? And hopefully we'll see some adjustment. And I don't remember the exact verbiage, but some of what D'Amico said earlier in the week leads me to believe that he may be kind of changing his song and dance too. None of them are ever going to step out and really just completely shift gears. But D'Amico made the comment, again, I'm paraphrasing, but he made the comment of hey, we've got to flat out be better. We got to do things different. We got to find new ways to move the football, sustain drives, and score points. And so hopefully that all comes to a head on Sunday, and we see a little different approach down there, particularly in the red zone.
Yeah, no, I it just has to. And when you hear Nick Caley finally go and speak about it, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to Nick Caley.
Well, I don't know why you would.
But I also, Clint, I also believe that something so strong as that, I don't think he's just going to speak out of turn without that being something that goes right along and in line with D'Amico.
Well, you know, as I've said before, I think these are smart football guys. And I do think there's a level of commitment that far exceeds what us as fans would like to have to a scheme or to a coach or to a play caller. And so I understand why they say and do what they do early in the season. But we're at a point now where even they have to change gears a bit. And it's good to hear them at least talking about it. Now, we'll see if they do it. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a good start to hear him talking about it. I think it's a good start to hear D'Amico Ryans kind of soften his stance a little bit on technique and mechanics and executing what you're coached to do and do your job, like softening up a bit on that and saying, hey, you know, it's about all of us, man. We got to find different ways to get this ultimate goal accomplished on Sunday afternoon.
So, but when they say that, Clint, what does that mean the adjustment will be? Like when they say, all right, man, we got to go about doing things differently, and we know what they have been saying.
Yeah,
as you just did a beautiful impression on just the overall. This is what the Texans' voice sounds like when they talk about execution and stuff. What is? yeah, we're good, D'Amico. Are you? What would be the opposite of you that you will watch Sunday and say, all right, they are going through what they were talking
about.
Well,
I mean, look, where do you want me to start, right? I mean, I think there's some obvious problems from the last game, you know, that have come to light in a big way. The 0 for 10 from the 2 or from inside the 5-yard line is clear and obvious evidence that you're just not who you thought you were. So adjusting from there, I mentioned it yesterday. I think you can still run the football. You can still want to be the most fit and shoot to be the most physical team on the field. But you got to get away from the cut splits. You got to get away from just being wholeheartedly committed to the jumbo packages in obvious short yardage situations, whether it's goal line or third or fourth down. You got to get away from that. There's got to be a different plan of attack, man. And you know, it starts there. I think then you flip to, you know, the usage of Noel, if you want to talk about from a personnel perspective, like the usage of Noel, like there's no reason on God's green earth right now. I don't care what your identity is offensively, or I don't care if
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you don't know your identity, which it seems to be the case here, there's no reason why Jalen Knowles shouldn't be on the field and getting touches at this point in time. There's no reason at whatsoever. John Lopez should be complaining on Monday about how many screens this team throws. I'm not talking about running back screens. I'm talking about wide receiver screens. You got Jalen Knowles. You got Nico Collins. You got to get those guys touches, right? We got banged up offensive line. We don't know what that's going to look like, right? We got to get this thing. We got to spit this football out quick. It's obviously quick game. It's obviously your mid range game, but a heavy dose of the screen game would make sense in this game. Make Jacksonville defend sideline to sideline. Instead of taking the approach, I'm going to make them defend from line of scrimmage to goal line, make them defend sideline to sideline, get your playmakers touches, and see if you can't get an early lead in this game, and it changes the entire dynamic of the game for your defense. So, where do you want to start? I mean, there's several fronts. How about we didn't mention Woody Marks? I mean, I feel like I'm four on the list, and I ain't mentioned Woody Marks yet. So, offensively, yeah, there's several things that could happen that could yeah. indicate maybe a little change in approach offensively.
And some of that is that kind of goes to the, all right, we got to get opposite of, all right, man, we're going to physically move people. That's how we're going to approach things. And we're going to have to, you know, I don't want to say trick you, but we're going to have to do some other things that plays more to our strengths and against our weaknesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Well, it's the wholehearted, all-out committed to anybody watching knows, well, they're in heavy. They're coming at you. You know, you got to get away from that, man. You're just not good enough to do it. And, again, like I said before, you can still be physical. You can still run the football. You can still do all those things. I would just suggest that you take a little different approach.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.